5, and so we continue our discussion of health, of course. Some of the things that are being talked about, and as well as we want to put it in focus. Why do we tend to show so much interest in the area of health? And it is for the reason that the scriptures, 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So God desires us to have good health. He wished that we have good health, even as we prosper spiritually. Also in John chapter 10, he tells us that, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." So all the way across scriptures, we see that God desires for us to be healthy. In John 10:10, once again, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." So definitely, health is something that the scripture teaches. In 1 Corinthians 3, we see something that the Bible says there, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 16, says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." So we are the temple, a dwelling place for God by His Spirit, which was His original purpose for creating man anyway. He created us so He can dwell in our hearts. And as such, we have a responsibility to care for the temple. It says, "Ye are bought with a price," in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. It tells us that we are bought with a price. Therefore, we must glorify God in our bodies and in our spirit, which are God's. So, again, friends, we can't get away from it. It's staring at us at every step of the way. God is calling us to conscious decision to care for His temple. Okay, that was 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 and 20. And another one which I frequently quote is chapter 10, verse 31. Chapter 10, 31 says, "Whether therefore he eat or drink, or whatsoever he do, do all to the glory of God." So we must do all things, including eating and drinking, to God's glory. So in other words, we must eat those things that will preserve the temple. We must drink those things that will preserve our health, and so we can give glory to God in our bodies and in our spirits, which are God's. So we have it, friends, as believers, of course, and I do believe that this being the Bible Belt, that quite a few people professes faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, even while Christ walked this earth, He too Himself was, He labored not only for the salvation of man, but for improved quality of health among the people, and as a result, he did quite a bit of miracles. In Matthew 4 and verse 23, it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people." So here we see Jesus ministered. He taught in the synagogue, that's dealing with the mental. He preached the gospel of the kingdom, that's the spiritual, and healed all manner of sicknesses. He addressed the physical. So he dealt with the physical, mental, and spiritual. And a complete ministry today will likewise pay attention to all three areas, the physical, mental, and spiritual. You know, folks, of course, when somebody is sick and in pain, you know, it's not a nice sight, nor are they ready for Bible study necessarily. During those times, it's very challenging. And so, moreover, we see in the New Testament in Mark 1, verse 40, where a man who had leprosy, the man with the leprosy, he came to Jesus and beseech him, as the scripture puts it, and said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And the Bible says that the Savior was moved with compassion. He was moved. It says, Mark 1:40, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus was moved. He was touched by this man's infirmity, and he healed the man immediately from that leprosy. All right. So we want to recognize that as believers and people who, even though we may not go to church, some folks may not go to church, but you do recognize the power of God. You're brought up in that way. So we all are under obligation as to how we care for the temple. Well, all this is easier said than done. You know, I was just recently speaking with someone. Came in the store. I've got, they got me on this pain medication. They got me on that pain medication. They got me for pain medication for my joint, for my back, for spasm, for inflammation. You know, I'm looking at this person here, great friend, and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, okay, you have all these things going on. And I said to her, because she knew these things, she knew what she needed to do, and I said to her, you know, it's sort of like what we have going on, it's sort of like, because she just wanted a replacement supplement, you know, and something, she wanted to get something natural. I said, well, it's sort of like trying to have the faucet wide open, and at the same time you're trying to mop up the floor. You know, I shared with her that that would be a tremendous challenge, trying to mop up the floor while the faucet is wide open. So I encouraged her, you know, there's some things that you will need to change in your lifestyle habits so that we can at least turn on the faucet so it's not wide open, because if it's wide open, then, you know, she will need all the medication that medical science can dispense out to help to deal with those pain. But if she is willing to make some changes to meet halfway, then she'll begin to see some improvement, because our body just don't get up one morning and say, I'm going to pain you this morning, I'm going to make you see hell today. You know, after you've been taking care of it yesterday, you get up this morning and say, I'm going to really give him some trial today. No, our bodies don't do that. Our bodies bear long with the abuses that we put it under, very long with it. And when nature has gotten to the point where nobody's listening to her, then the dams seem to break, and, you know, inflammation and pain and all kinds of discomfort shows up. But the intelligent thing to do is to find the cause and to begin to make changes. Most people don't think about what is causing my pain. You see? But in keeping with the principle of the scripture, though, Job said, the cause which I know not, I search it out. Proverbs 26 and verse 2 says, the curse causeless will not come. The problem is that people are not willing to take the time to find the cause, even if it's as simple as drinking more water. They don't want to do that. They just think that a pain is indeed a deficiency of medication, and the only thing I can do to remedy my situation is to take more medication. And some people are getting a little bit smarter and saying, well, I want a natural herb. But still, we must still find the cause. If not, we may be dealing with this pain here tomorrow, today, but tomorrow we may have an ulcer to deal with. And we may get something for the ulcer, and then the next month we may have a kidney problem dealing with. So, you know, the intelligible thing to do is to find the cause. That is what will give us long-lasting relief. It will make the greatest difference in our life. Now, let me look at this here. Indeed, it's easy to change something in life, but certain things are hard. When it comes on to lifestyle habits, changing wrong habits, it's not the easiest thing. And so I want to encourage you, those out there who have all good intention. Oh man, I'm going to do better. Brother Peter, I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. While we're listening, we make all kinds of comforting, soothing statements and say, okay, I am going to do better. But no sooner after the program is over, no sooner after we get back home, no sooner as we sit at the dinner table, then all of our good intention just got up and left. Oh, wow. So I wanted to help you to make small changes. Make small changes. Make realistic goals and make changes slowly. So if you were not drinking any water whatsoever and your body requires 8 glasses of water a day, don't go tomorrow and say, okay, I'm going to drink 8 glasses of water. It's great if you can, but, you know, it would be a more long-lasting situation if you say, okay, for the next 3 days, I'm going to try to get up to 3 glasses of water per day. And you work on that. If it takes you a whole week, go ahead. Go for it. It's going to be better than not drinking any anyway. And then the next week, you can add 2 more to it, and you keep the goal realistic in your mind. You see what I'm saying? Until maybe 3 weeks down the line, you are drinking 8 glasses of water a day and you are enjoying every bit of it. You see, that's being realistic. So if you jump on something in one day, if you just decide to flood your body with water, you were not drinking it, and you flood your body, you may have an adverse reaction to it, you know, a various kind. Another issue, another situation that we need to use wisdom in is in changing our family's diet, changing our family's health habits, you know, you may be convinced that, man, this is the way to go, especially after looking at forks over knife, which I pray that you have looked at or will look at it. You can go on YouTube and look at it. It's very encouraging. It's a great documentary. I mean, it will show you point by point the benefits of lifestyle as it relates to disease. In one of the experiment in the documentary shows certain things that turn on cancer cell, and when they change the particular thing, the cancer marker goes down, and when they repeat it again, the cancer count goes up. So I mean, it has some dramatic scenery in there, which shows you indeed that there is a connection between diet and lifestyle. The other video I'd like to encourage you to look at is What the Health. This one, I understand, is a great one. I haven't actually seen it yet, but several people have suggested it, that this one is great. So go ahead and look at it. You can no doubt look at them on YouTube and become informed. What I told this young lady, I gave her these two videos to go home and look at. After you've looked at them, because I know for the most part it's a matter of education. People are not educated, so they want to make poor choices. They enjoy making poor choices, and they think, well, I'm going to die sometime. Might as well die enjoying myself. Just, it's not an intelligent way of looking at things. That's the, person who is not intelligent, just throwing the towel, make ignorant decision like that. So the situation is, we want to encourage you to make changes slowly in your family. Get them to perhaps look at this DVD with you or look at this YouTube presentation with you, and only move as fast as the slowest person in the family is able to move. Only expect them to move as fast as the slowest person. And another thing you can do is, if there was no veggie in the menu, just simply add veggie to the menu. You have your still same meat there, but you're putting in some vegetables. You see, vegetables alone will counteract a tremendous amount of the negative effects of the meat diet. You see, so the meat issue is worse when there's no veggie, no steamed veggie, no salad, none of that stuff as a part of the diet. So you can make a significant difference, friends, by just simply make changes slowly, so you do not become discouraged and the rest of the family don't declare war against you because you're on this fad diet and you want us to adapt this fad diet and so on and so forth. You see what I'm saying? It's much better to make the changes slowly. Okay? And lastly, changes, when it comes on to changing habits, it can be challenging, even when you attempt to do it the right way. So you need to depend upon divine help. You need to call upon your Heavenly Father and ask Him to give you the strength, the willpower. A lot of people have this excuse, well, I don't have no willpower. You see what I'm saying? So they don't have control, or they give up the control to the lower powers. But friends, God is able to help you with all of your struggles. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So He's there as you're making changes, better changes, healthier changes in your life. Don't forget to ask God for help. He will indeed help you. Okay? So listeners, I encourage you to join us next week. We do have, we will have a guest next week. So join us next week. But if you do have questions, if you have questions and you want to address them to me, you can call me at Better Living Health Food Store, 731-279-0350. Or you can just stop by the store and see me. I'm there. All right? Thank you, listeners. Join us again next week at the same time.